Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government have conducted a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports dozens of airstrikes hit eastern Aleppo. Fresh round of bombing came just before today's meeting between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It will be the first meeting between the two since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks over Syria earlier this month. German intelligence says a Syrian refugee arrested in Germany this week was plotting to bomb a Berlin airport in the name of the Islamic State. Jaber al-Bakr, a 22-year-old who had been granted asylum, arrived in Germany early last year. In an RTL interview, one of the three Syrian men who stopped the suspect said he and his friends felt duty-bound to detain al-Bakr and call the police after they identified him as a wanted man. The man, given the assumed name Mohammed A. to protect his identity, said he was angry to find out that someone would plan such an act, given that Germany had opened doors for Syrian refugees. A spokesman for the U.S.-led foreign military coalition in Afghanistan says it's worried about the number of casualties Afghan security forces have suffered in recent battles with the Taliban. More than 100 personnel of the Afghan National Defense and Security Force have died within the past 2 weeks while defending the southern city of Lashkar Gah. Dozens more were wounded, Taliban continuing to stage repeated attacks. This is VOA News. Three people have been arrested in the U.S. state of Kansas for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque and a housing complex. Reports say the suspects are members of a right-wing militia. If the three defendants are convicted, they face a maximum sentence of life in prison. The attack is believed to have targeted a Somali immigrant community. The area of Kansas has a meatpacking plant that employs a diverse immigrant population. Thailand is shrouded in mourning today, with the population wearing black out of respect for their beloved king, Bhumibol Adulyadet, who passed away Thursday. VOA's Steve Miller reports on the king's procession to the palace.
Thailand's crown prince and his sister led the procession, where thousands of people lined the streets paying their respects. A blue and white Mercedes van carried the king's casket, accompanied by monks, and taken to the temple located inside the Grand Palace complex. Thailand, a kingdom of 67 million people, plunged into grief when the monarch died Thursday from a variety of age-related illnesses. He was 88 years old and had been in poor health for several years, and the only king many in Thailand ever knew. The country began observing 1 year of mourning on Friday. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
And in U.S. politics, two more women have alleged that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump made unwanted sexual advances toward them. Trump denied all the allegations at a campaign rally in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Right now, I am being viciously attacked with lies and smears. It's a phony deal. I have no idea who these women are. I have no idea. And I think you all know I have no idea, because you understand me for a lot of years.
Democrat candidate Hillary Clinton had no campaign rallies planned for Friday, but President Obama campaigned on her behalf at a rally in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, she was sticking up for women. Yes, she was thinking about the lessons we're teaching the next generation. She was also talking on behalf of men who know we're better than this. Who don't want to teach our sons the kind of things that we've been hearing on television. You're not fit to be president of the United States.
One aggregate of voter polls indicates that Clinton leads Trump by 6 percentage points. That's nationally, with the election just about less than a month away. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, in conversation with our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, vying to be the premier vocalist in jazz today, Ms. Cyril Amé. Yes, I have heard many vocalists in my years of doing jazz radio, which began in 1978, but none more unique and appealing than Cyril Amé, the young lady in her early 30s now, originally from France, now based in Brooklyn, New York, in New York City, and now a citizen of the world, playing festivals, clubs, and concert halls all over the globe and making a big name for herself in jazz vocalizing. We'll talk to her further in a conversation I enjoyed backstage at the Detroit Jazz Festival just this past September and hear more of her wonderful music. Right now, though, let's celebrate two birthdays from two great artists that play two different instruments and are from decidedly different jazz eras. We're going to hear the legendary guitarist, one of the innovators, Barney Kessel, who was born on the 17th of October in 1923, and one of his classic songs. But first, here's the young trumpet player, one of the most versatile players in jazz today, Mr. Roy Hargrove. He's done it all, from straight-ahead swinging jazz as part of the Young Lions movement from the 1980s and 90s, to his funky groove-oriented work with his band RH Factor, which you're just about to hear, and also his big band as well. Here's Roy Hargrove, the title cut from his album Strength, as we celebrate his birthday on 16th of October. He was born in 1970 and plays for us now to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
Dolphin Street, one of those songs we all wished we'd written because it's been recorded so many times over the years, including that version by the legendary guitarist Barney Kessel, born on the 17th of October in 1923. This is Russ Davis, and it's my pleasure once again to share with you conversation I enjoyed at the recent Detroit Jazz Festival with one of the emerging superstar vocalists in jazz today, Cyril Amé. And I've seen her in performance twice, at the Montreal Jazz Festival as well as at the Detroit Jazz Festival. And she is a dynamic live performer. We'll hear some of her live performance recorded in New York City at the Club Smalls after we speak with her here on VOA's Jazz America.
A big part of your life is your live performance. And I will say to anyone, once they've seen Cyril Amé play live, they will absolutely follow you from that point forward. Your live performance is magic.
Thank you. Yeah, I think live music will never ever disappear. You know, we can say everything about CDs and whatever because of the internet, but live music, there's something so rich about it. I know that that's how you fall in love with an artist. Mm. It's, you know, recordings can go so far. For even me personally, when I'm on stage and I'm improvising and I'm giving everything I have in this moment. Mm. My goal is to be in the present moment and to be honest and real, and I feel the best when I'm there in this moment. But then when I listen back to a recording, to me the moment is gone and it's not the same. Even if it was a great concert, once it's recorded, this moment has disappeared for me.
Mm, yeah. That's a tough thing about life, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's no such thing as the future. As soon as it gets here, it's now.
Yeah.
And whatever happened before, that's gone.
Yesterdays, these are new as happy sweets sequester days. Oh, golden days, golden days, days of mad romance and love. Then gay youth was mine, truth was mine. 2 years free and flaming life, forsooth, was mine. Sad am I, glad am I, for today I'm dreaming of.
Thank you.
to date. And he was happy, sweet, sequestered days. Olden days, golden days. Days of mad romance and love. Then gay youth was mine. Truth was mine. Joyous, free, and flaming life. For truth was mine. Sad am I, glad am I. For today I'm dreaming of.
When she was a little girl, she was given a four-disc set of Ella Fitzgerald vocals, and it certainly made an impression upon her. She sings the classics in a modern way, just as fine as anyone ever has. Once again, Yesterday's the classic from Cyril Aimé from her live recording, recorded at Smalls in New York City. Now here's another French-born artist with a unique take on how to present modern jazz. His name, Thierry Maillard. And with his trio and the Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, here's a cut from his album Ethnic Sounds, brand new, titled Zappa, on Jazz America from VOA1.
Thank you.
Frenchman Thierry Maillard showing there are many ways to make modern jazz, like playing with your acoustic trio, adding the Prague Jazz Orchestra, and then electric guitarist Nguyen Le to create music from his latest album, Ethnic Sounds, the song Zappa. Hope you enjoyed that. More coming up with a birthday to celebrate right now, as a matter of fact. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And here's one of many messages I've received recently, which just have wonderful things to say to me. I must be doing something right. I'm waiting for someone to write to me and say, you need to do something like this because you're not doing enough of that. You know, I'll take any kind of comment you have, good or bad. But so many have been very, very good recently, like this one with the subject line, interesting program. And the message reads, hello, sir. I just turned on your jazz program, and I'm writing to you right away to congratulate you for the quality of the broadcasting. Wish you all the best, Joseph Sassou. I follow you in Accra, Ghana. Joseph, thank you so much, and let's join in celebration of one of the greats of all time, shall we? Dizzy Gillespie. John Burks, Dizzy Gillespie, one of the fathers of bebop, but one of the most versatile players, too, as you're about to hear. He was born on the 21st of October in 1917, and we'll celebrate his birthday with a 1977 release. All the songs on the album Free Ride were written by the gentleman who produced this, Lalo Schifrin, and it has, instead of a swinging style, a decidedly grooving style. Dizzy Gillespie with the song Unicorn. Just for you, Joseph Sassou, and everyone listening in Accra, Ghana, to VOA's Jazz America. Trio of jazz greats, three of the finest around today. On the drums, Lenny White. On the bass, the legendary Buster Williams. And on the piano, another legend, Cyrus Chestnut. Three legends from Cyrus Chestnut's latest release, Natural Essence, the song entitled Minority. Hope you enjoyed that new music here on VOA's Jazz America, and I hope that you enjoy our conversation with the music makers each and every week. This week, maybe you're discovering for the first time the brilliant vocalist, born in France, now based in New York City, and a citizen of the world, the charming vocalist, Cyrille Amé. Let's chat with her further and hear more of her music here on VOA's Jazz America.
Lastly, you are a modern, for lack of a better term, jazz singer. You have established yourself as a unique and modern singer. When you see a performance by you, they will see a traditional thing where there are two string players and they sound like Django Reinhardt's cousins. And then there'll be a Michael Jackson song with modern rhythms. There'll be backbeat. There'll be Latin music. There'll be Brazilian music. And then they will see you layer your tracks on top of one another as you record them live in a totally futuristic way. You have all of the elements to take jazz singing, quote unquote, to the next level for the 21st century. That's not a question. That's a statement. Respond to that, and then I'll let you go.
Well, first of all, I like how you always say quote-unquote jazz, because to me, yeah, jazz is not a style of music, it's a way of playing music. It's, to me, it's what I fell in love for the first time with the gypsy music is the improvisation factor. I love the fact that you never know what's gonna happen and that you can always experiment and always take whatever is the energy that you're receiving at this moment and give it out there. And so since I'm moving with my time, I hope that I will always be evolving and always be learning and always be creating.
Well, as I said earlier, when someone sees you perform live, they will instantly fall in love with you and they will be your fan forever. So tonight here in Detroit, go make some people fall in love with you. Serial Ame, thank you so much for taking some time.
Thank you very much.
Da 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 da
Everything from jazz classics to scat singing a la Ella Fitzgerald to electronic overdubbing of her voice on the spot on stage to pop classics like Bobby Hebb's classic song, Sunny. One of the most versatile and dynamic vocalists around today, I hope you've enjoyed hearing the music and the thoughts of Cyril Amé. Now, let's enjoy the music of the legendary Joe Zawinul, recorded live. Here's Madagascar with the Joe Zawinul Syndicate from the album recorded when he was 75 years old, simply titled 75, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. then from Vienna, Austria, the late, great Joe Zawinul and his Joe Zawinul Syndicate from the album 75 and the song Madagascar. I hope you enjoyed his music, and when you hear the theme from Jazz America each and every week, you're hearing another of his compositions, the classic Birdland. I certainly hope you enjoyed our conversations and music by Cyril Ahmed, my special guest. And on the next edition of Jazz America, I'll take you back in time to the year 2008 to the Barcelona Jazz Festival in Spain to go backstage and speak with the Cuban-born pianist and legendary composer and leader, Chucho Valdez. That's the next Jazz America. Join me, won't you?